USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is raising interest rates once again in a bid to fight inflation. The increase is 0.75 percentage point. The Fed has steadily hiked rates this year as inflation reached a record high earlier this year. North Korea fired more than 20 missiles on Wednesday, one of which landed near South Korea. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the missiles did not pose a threat to U.S. personnel or territory.
We, of course, condemn these missile launches and the DPRK's reckless decision to fire a missile below the de facto maritime boundary with the Republic of Korea.
Inflation is top of mind ahead of next week's midterm election. That's according to a new Quinnipiac poll. Slightly more than half of voters say they're motivated to vote in this year's midterm election, but there's more enthusiasm among Republicans compared to Democrats and independents. Florida Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick tells Fox Business inflation is on the minds of voters that she talks to.
It's economics 101, and most of these suburban women are college educated. They can draw the correlation between overregulation, overspending in Washington, and a hyperactive administration that wants to meddle in every aspect.
American Airlines Pilots Union is rejecting a proposal for a new contract. The Allied Pilots Association said the board voted against the deal, which calls for 12% raises for pilots on the date of signing. This comes right after United Airlines pilots turned down a similar deal Tuesday with even larger raises. President Biden is set to deliver a speech sponsored by the Democratic National Committee from Washington, D.C. at 7 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during a Space Force transition ceremony. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, says the Space Force should be the most capable such branch in the world.
It's to make sure that we are the dominant power, we are the power that has the most capable Space Force in order to do a single thing. And that is to prevent great power war.
Pro-abortion protesters opposed to the Supreme Court ruling earlier this year are calling on women to vote. Three protesters briefly interrupted oral arguments during a Supreme Court argument to criticize the High Court's ruling, striking down Roe v. Wade. A new report is out detailing some of the top places to retire.
U.S. News and World Report has named the best places to retire in 2022. Topping the list, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, due to its health care for seniors, low taxes for retirees, and the overall happiness of current residents. Call it an Amish paradise. Pennsylvania has the most cities on the list. Also of note are Toledo, Ohio, and New York City.
From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.